Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls.'" Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus was building his church, he said very profoundly in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18, he said, "I will build my church on the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." When he spoke those words, the religious leaders of his day were plotting his death. The society in which he lived was controlled by the might of Rome, and his followers were common people. Humanly speaking, what he promised was audacious, and the possibilities of it happening were zero. Nevertheless, it came to pass. 2,000 years later, he is the most quoted author in the world, and many of our values are based on the principles he taught. How did he do it? By mentoring others. So when looking for a mentor, try to find someone who exemplifies the qualities and character Jesus displayed. And I reiterate that scripture in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you.'" Let me focus your attention there. "Let me teach you. Because," why? "Because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Hallelujah. "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus used an agricultural illustration his listeners would understand. To get the highest productivity out of an ox, the yoke around its neck had to be comfortable fit. And a good mentor is someone who understands you and knows what is the right fit for your temperament and talents. A mentor is an extra pair of eyes and ears, and that always has your best interests at heart. When you think about it, having the right mentor is one of the best investments you can make in your future. So my question to you is, do you have a great, good, and godly mentor in your life? If not, prayerfully ask the Lord to provide you one. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, that you are a good God, great God, mighty God, awesome God. We thank you that you lead us and guide us beside the still waters and green pastures. You shepherd our souls. You bless us with the best. And we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have added into our lives, a new day, the 15th of November, that you have given unto us. We are highly grateful to you. We thank you. We love you. We worship you, we adore you, and we magnify your name. We humbly seek your presence this morning, and we come at your feet and say, Lord, teach us your word. Teach us your ways, that we will follow you. And provide us good mentors in our lives, good coaches, in the name of the Lord, O Father God. That's what I pray, Lord God Almighty, because each and every one of us need great mentors who will be like Christ, who will be able to give us direction and give us counsel in the time of need. Our Father, today, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also thank you for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father, because we know there is hope in your word. We know that there is healing in Christ because you are a Jehovah Rapha, a healer. And you are a God who makes us whole. And we thank you for your healing virtue that flows into the body of Christ. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, the healing is flowing even right now. And Lord, I thank you for healing your people and blessing them with health and strength and vigor and vitality and longevity. We give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day and a fantabulous weekend ahead. And I remind you to go to church this Sunday and worship Jesus along with the saints. God bless you and bye for now.